here. I am Fuck All. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call, 415-766-4428, to everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio.
Making faces at the sun, and I think I'm gonna rain.
I don't know if BPM is 56. Didn't sleep much last night, but this shouldn't be a problem. I remain mission ready.
You have been approved for lunar travel.
Is it your first time to the moon?
No, it's been long.
Are you planning on traveling outside the secure zone on your visit?
No.
Safe haven. They'll take hostages or go for our rovers. It's like the Wild West out there. It's your first time in a war zone?
3 years over the Arctic Circle. And a heck of a lot of Army-Navy games.
Well, I guess there's not much you haven't seen, right? Well, look, it's almost a full moon. A large stretch of the far side is real black, so suit up.
Lunar rover is set for departure to the far side launch complex.
A big blue marble.
Rover 7, confirming settings.
Bearing 29 in a row.
Alpha, we have what looks like unidentified rovers approaching our position. Possible pirate activity.
We're being ambushed. LRV-2 down.
Rory,
I have a puncture.
Rory, you all right?
clear. I repeat, we are not clear. We have multiple enemy craft in pursuit.
Put them up.
We're gonna play right here.
Friday morning is here. We are RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. RadioValencia.fm. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In space. Radio Valencia. Music from all around this wonderful universe. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. Be in front of the scenes. Be behind the scenes. Be in the middle of the scene. Or if you have music, send it to bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. This show is spontaneous innuendos. My name is Faco. FM in the studio, in the mission. We got what you want, we got what you need. Give me a call, 415-766-4428, to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Live and direct. So much music, so little time. Music you just heard. You heard the SOS band, guys. Just be good to me. What a great song. I just discovered that song last week, believe it or not. Last week, I was on Market Street. I saw a guy walking around with a huge speaker. This speaker was huge. This speaker was as big as Angus's young guitar amp. And he's wheeling it around in a dolly. Look at badass. I mean, just look at awesome. Blasting this song. And I was like, man, this song kicks ass. He told me to get off his corner, but I go, okay, but just tell me the name of that song. The SOS Band, I'll get the hell out of here. All right, dude, kick-ass song, though. You know, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. So I just heard that for the first time last week. It might have, you know, played in the background. There's a lot of familiar sounds in that song that I'm sure I heard in like hip-hop songs and remixes and all that good stuff, but it sounded so good. Before that, Ad Astra, going into space, going to the moon, and the moon has space pirates, and the space pirates, who are they? Of course, humans.
wouldn't it be? Who you think you are? Other music in that set. Let's see. Man, we had new music from, this guy's been kicking ass, Greg Sparrow, Miguel Atwood, Ferguson, Ben Williams, Gene Coyer, and Jermaine Paul. And the song was called Form Before Meaning. We also had new music from Gogo Bordello. We Mean It, Man, was the name of the track. We also had Jeff the Brotherhood with Heavy Krishna. We had Don Bracco with the song Disappear. And we started off the whole set. New music from Factor Chandelier. Song Apollo 5. We're here and we're ready. And, you know, what's the vibe on a space pirate? On a pirate on the moon, guys. What's the vibe? You ask me, if I'm a pirate and I'm in space, and my whole way of living is like robbing and jacking people for their stuff, I'm gonna have loud music playing in the background. And, you know, I'll have beats all over. I'll be listening. Let's go, man. Man, I've been on this moon for way too long. I wanna get out of here. I wanna get back to Earth. You know, maybe they got an iPhone charger. Let's go steal their stuff. Maybe they still have some Cheez-Its. Maybe they got an extra flex capacitor. Or maybe they have 1 million space bucks. Whatever it is, man. Space pirates. Awesome. And if you haven't seen Ad Astra, that's a good movie. It might have came out during the pandemic or 2019. Around that area, maybe it didn't make that much noise. Or not many people saw it, but that's an awesome movie. I suggest you watch it. I suggest you check it out. If you're thinking about visiting the moon, and if you want a pillow as you visit to the moon, it costs 150 space bucks, guys. It's a lot of money. Get ready to spend. You think going to the moon is easy? You know, they got the space capsule, or one of those things where everybody will be able to go into space and just watch it. And, you know, if you believe that, cool. My advice to you, let the first 100,000 people go on it. Make sure everything runs smoothly. Then you could be maybe 105 or 106,000 person to get on that space shuttle to space for entertainment. Whatever it is, shouts out to you. We rocking. We hanging out. But I told you, I heard that SOS band, and I heard that SOS band just be good to me live. I played the live version, but I played that, and the reason why I heard that song, because I said the guy had a huge speaker. It was almost as big as him, man. And but he had a dolly, and he had a U-Haul dolly, to be exact. One of those orange dollies, man, and he was dollying it up, the speaker, and the little, you know, like, you know, what is it, those little portable generators? He had it plugged into that, and he was rocking it, man. He was rocking it, man, and it was super loud, and it sounded so good. It was Saturday night in downtown San Francisco. You know, 6th and Market around that area. You know what's up. You know what's up with that area. You know? But the reason why I was down there is because I went to go see a show at the Warfield in San Francisco. And in San Francisco, the Hives were in town. The Hives. You know, I was talking about them the last few weeks, and I was like, dude, I gotta see this band. And what a proper way to see, or what a proper place to see the band, man. And, you know, legendary venue, Warfield, San Francisco. Right on Market next to Crazy Horse. A very sentimental place in Fockle's heart. You know, it was the last of the independent strip clubs. Not no more. Nah. They went corporate. It's not independent. It's corporate now. You know, if you're going to work there, you're going to have to take the sexual harassment class and see and make sure you treat your coworkers correct. If you work at the Crazy Horse in San Francisco, you want to work there? Watch this safety video on how to properly pick up heavy things. Oh, you want to work here at the Crazy Horse? We need to piss test you. And none of that synthetic urine, buddy. We could tell nowadays. Well, you want to work at the Crazy Horse, buddy? The strip club? You want to work here? You better watch this video on what to do if there's a work shooting. And you better pass that video. Because if you don't know how to lift a box that weighs 50 pounds or more, you can't work at this strip club, buddy. You know, we're corporate. It's not Merry Christmas anymore, bro. It's Happy Holidays, okay? If we hear Merry Christmas at this strip club, you're fired, you're terminated. You're gone. Crazy Horse, part of the corporate system. You better wear a tie at that interview, buddy. Honey, you want to work at the strip club? That skirt better be below your knee. Who do you think you are? This is a classy and professional establishment. You want to work at the Crazy Horse? Where's your resume? Where's your 18 references? Oh, you got 69 references. That'll do. But I was right next to it, guys. I didn't go in this time. I forgot my free pass at home. But I was busy at the Warfield in San Francisco, guys. Warfield, SF. Legendary venue. Let me tell you something right now. Not a bad seat in the house, guys. I was in the balcony, general admission. I was pretty much the row before the last 2-3 rows, and I still could see everything. And I liked it because we're elevated, and you could see everything. It was perfect, you know? And general admission, so we sat to the left. Then we sat in the middle, although in the back, and we could still see good things, man. We still saw it all. The sound was good. No one was blocking us. No one sat in front of me, which was beautiful. No one sat behind me as well, which was beautiful. So I stood up the whole time. And not everybody was standing up. I was standing up. I understand if you want to sit down. But when there's a band that I really like, and I've been playing them here on Radio Valencia for the last 20 years on my radio show. These guys have been around 20 years, man. I think their first song was that got really big was like 2001. And they did that song. They started off their set with a new song, Enough is Enough. That's their single. And that's what's awesome about them, you know, because they're like, hey, let's start with our single. Not many bands will do that. You know, they can do that because they got a catalog. Enough is Enough was the name of the track. And they did most of the songs I wanted to see. There's two songs I wanted to really hear. One, I knew they couldn't do it because I think there's horns in it, so they don't have any horn players. But the second song, they didn't do it, and I think they could have done it all together, but they just didn't do it this time around. Good Samaritan. Hopefully they do it in the future. But they did a song that I love, I'm Alive. Sounds so good, you know? And the lead singer is very charismatic. He talks to the crowd. He knows how to talk to the crowd. And he knows how to keep everyone entertained. They're from Sweden. And they sound so good. But the Hives kicked ass. The band before them did good too. Their opener was Snooper. S-N-O-O-P-E-R. And I think they had... I don't know what they call it. Some kind of pronunciation marks on top of the O's. But they're called Snooper. And I believe they're from Nashville, Tennessee. And they're a punk rock band. And I thought it was cute because the lead singer, she brought out some dumbbells. I'm pretty sure they're inflatable. But if they weren't, I'm impressed. She was working out, you know, when she wasn't singing, she was doing curls. You know, when the bridge was going in the song, she was working her triceps with the dumbbell, you know? When the song stopped, she lifted the dumbbell with her clit. Snooper's a good band. And I was cool because they also had, between songs, they had like some drum and bass tunes going. Yeah, doom, 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 boom, boom. You know those kind of beats? And they had those beats going between songs. I believe it also helped them count into the next song. So it was all relative. It all went with everything, so I enjoyed it. So you had punk songs mixed in with drum and bass tracks, and it sounded cool. I was all right with them. If you ask me, they sounded like a band you would see in a movie. Like, we're gonna go see this band, man. They're killing it right now, you know. And then it's like in the future, maybe, or you know, it's in the movie world, and it's a new hip band, you know. That's the way they sounded to me. Like, hey, Bobby, let's go to this show. It's going to be awesome. And then Snooper's on there. So I like the bands that were there. It was only Snooper and the Hives. That's it. Show starts at 8. And I think it ended at 10:30. Two bands. That's all. You know? I want to say the Hives played an hour, maybe hour 15 minutes. They had an encore with 3 songs. And you go, okay, when they bring the encore out, you think, okay, this is when they play the big hits. But they played their big hits in the early parts, you know, and I think they ended before the encore, tick, tick, boom, right? And then they came back, and then they did 3 songs that I don't think are like super huge or none of their singles, you know, but they were still good songs. But I wanna have you guys feel it, guys. So I prepared to show you how they sounded live, man. Maybe you can get a nice feel on how they sounded live. I'm gonna start with the opening band, Snooper, and then we'll go into the Hives right after. All right, guys. So this is what I saw at the Warfield in San Francisco. If you ever get to see the Hives, go check them out, man. They're great live, entertaining. Man, it felt good. I'm with my boy Jorge and from JMS Podcasting, King of South Bay Peninsula Trivia, you know, and I went with him and it felt good. It felt like the old days. You go to a concert, you check out the show, you know, it's a kick-ass show. I high-five Jorge, and then we go get some nachos at the taqueria and we talk about the show. I felt young, guys. I felt like, all right, we're back. You know what I'm saying? And it felt good because all this was, I was sober. So it felt awesome, man. You know, because a lot of times I went to concerts and I'm not sober. And you think, oh, that's one of the reasons why it's good. But it's not the reason why it's good. The reason is being with your friends and watching a kick-ass show at a kick-ass venue in a kick-ass city, man. And you're talking over how they did this song, over why they didn't do this song. And did you see the cans on that girl in the row next to us? You know? And, you know, did you see me moshing, you know? And yes, we had seats, but I was still moshing. And you're saying over this, over food, and you're hanging out. It made me feel young, guys. So I had a great time, man. So let's throw it down right now. We're going to start off with Snooper. Snooper. This is Snooper. And they actually ended with this song. The song is called Running. And this was the last song of their set. And they were awesome. So let's throw it down right now. Here is Snooper with the song Running. Radio Valencia.
Coming, coming, wow. Tie my shoes, I go to town.